Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I'm delighted that you have chosen to give me, loan me a half an hour of your life and time for this episode of Alive to Love. I'm the No BS Bishop. I believe all lesser values than love devolve into BS, bait and switch, or any other meaning that is meaningful for you. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. That's why we're here every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's 5:30, Sunday 9:30. You give me pleasure to know that you're here. It just delights me to know that somebody will trust me with your life in this measure. So we unpack the beauties and the significance, the definitions, the handles on love. How to create a life of love that has meaning and power. I know everybody, I suppose everybody believes in love. I suppose there are maybe a few people on the billions of folks on the planet that don't, but let's just say the majority of humanity has come to believe that love is absolutely priceless and valuable. However, what we haven't done is we haven't spent the necessary time and mental energy and physical energy to really grasp love, to take love into a full embrace of our understanding, our revelation, an undertaking of larger portions than just some kind of cliched or bumper stickered idea of love. That's why I'm here. I am on a pilgrimage to discover and then to pass along what I have discovered about love. And so on this broadcast, we do some things as a means of firmly anchoring our thoughts and our intellect in what love is. To that end, I present at the beginning of all of our broadcasts. If you're new, this is something we do every time. If you're here every time, then welcome again. And know that the Love's Creed that I wrote over a decade ago as a New Year's resolution remains a standard here. By standard, I mean this is the measure of what I'm after. And so to that end, we repeat it. I offer it to you as a creed would be in a church. Also, like Pledge of Allegiance, it's a reminder. Also, like saying the Lord's Prayer, it's this firm grasp on a larger thing than any small amount of words could ever grasp or explain. So I'll read it in total to you in just a moment. Then I'll come back and then I'll read it in short bursts and ask you to repeat after me, because I'm convinced that when we say things that, and we say them over time and with some real impact to our memory and our heart, those things become the hat peg on the wall where we hang our life on that. And then we build around it. So here it is, Love's Creed. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I am not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. So let's go back now and I'll have you repeat it like I would at a wedding altar, a marriage ceremony, where I'll ask the bride and groom to repeat after me their vows. All right, here it is in short bursts, and then you repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I am not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs. Locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Well, there you have it. If you'd like a copy of that, you can send me an email at randydeanministries@gmail. That's randydeanministries, all lowercase, all one word, @gmail. And request Love's Creed. I'll send you a copy of it so that you can put it on a 3x5 card or put it in your computer or your phone or your device somewhere where you can see it routinely and repeat it for yourself routinely. I do. I have this available in my iPad and in my phone because I come back to it. And especially if I'm under duress, if I'm in some level of fear or temptation to hate, well, I go back and I just say this out loud to catch myself, to pull myself in, to discipline myself, to grab myself by the ear, like mom or dad or a school teacher used to grab your ear and say, follow your ear, boy. Well, that's what I do with the Love's Creed. It reminds me of why I'm alive and what my purposes really, really are. So, a minute ago, I said, when I'm trapped in fear, I recognize that what the cure for fear, the cure for fear isn't courage. The cure for fear is love. See, love's opposite isn't hate. The opposite of love is fear. The Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. 1 John 4:8 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. That's a wonderful statement to which all of us should spend some time unpacking that. Perfect love casts out fear. So when you see people acting in hatred, you see people acting in prejudice or miseries toward other folks and they're less than loving, it shouts they're living in some level of fear. Some level, some definition, some standing of fear has captivated the way they think. And to that end, it replaces any possibility for love at that place. But perfect love comes along, looks at that fear and says, there's not room in this town for the two of us. And perfect love takes it by the ear and says, come here, you fearful, hateful thing. Get on out of here. So perfect love casts out fear like the sheriff in the old west took the bad guys out to the edge of town and said, don't come back again. Perfect love and hate or fear is the measure of how our minds work. So when you're afraid of something or somebody, it means that that love is setting onto the side. When you're afraid of a certain race of people or a certain group of people, when you're afraid of them, well, there's not room to love now. But love comes along and says, look, there's nothing to fear in a human being or in any human being anywhere at all, any time. And if you'll love, and perfect love has its way in your mind and your thinking and your meditation, well, now you can move forward in a positive, productive means. Henry, author and a theologian, has said something about the house of love that I want to read to you right now. And it has to do with this measure of love, this power of perfect love casting out fear. Now, here we go. Here's what Henry Nouwen says. To live in the world without belonging to the world summarizes the essence of our spiritual life. The spiritual life keeps us aware that our true house is not the house of fear, in which the powers of hatred and violence are ruling, but the house of love where God resides. Listen to that carefully. Hardly a day passes in our lives without our experience of inner and outer fears, anxieties, apprehensions, and preoccupations. These dark powers have pervaded every part of our world to such a degree that we can never fully escape them. But still, it is possible not to belong to those powers of fears, anxieties, apprehensions, and preoccupations. It is possible not to belong to those powers, to not build our dwelling place among them, but to choose the house of love as our home. This choice is made not just once and for all, but by a living spiritual life, praying at all times, and thus breathing God's breath. Through the spiritual life, we gradually move from the house of fear to the house of love. That is a spectacular paragraph by Henry Nouwen. So to the point of what I'm here every week to unpack and discuss with you what love looks like. And I like how he said that this is not a once-for-all decision. No. Nobody can really just apprehend love with this sudden decision. Love, like a marriage, is going to be fleshed out over days and weeks and months, years and decades, so that we learn how we're built into this world. And like Henry Nouwen says, that we learn that on some levels, we live in a house of fear, not the house of love. And I like that that way of making it analogous to what I want to discuss with you. Where do you live? Are you living in a house of fear? I got to tell you, I go to the wrong address occasionally. You know what I mean, right? Like you're going to go visit a friend and you step up to the house next door instead of the house your friend lives in. Well, that's what I'm talking about, going to the wrong house. We occasionally knock on the door of the wrong house and we find ourselves in the house of fear and we wonder, where did love go? Well, love's right next door, where you could pack it up and go out the door and get out of this house of fear and go to the house of love. To dwell in the house of love, according to Nouwen, is to learn how to pray and to breathe the breath of God in your prayers that are dripping and filled with, baptized, and held in love, so that perfect love starts having its way with our mannerisms. Perfect love has its way with our meditations, our contemplations. Perfect love starts to hold our miseries and hold them away from the possibility of fear taking over. But perfect love is this means by which God's arms wrap around us, and when we would otherwise fear, which starts to be acted out in hateful ways. But perfect love holds us in the arms of God through prayer, pulls us into a security, pulls us into a moment. Just sometimes all we need is just a moment every day to sit down in the house of love and have our fears removed, cast out, ruined for that especially that day. That the house of love is the atmosphere where we know we're secure right here. And that fear is the enemy of the quality of my life. Not just hate, because I'm convinced, and according to what Nouwen says here and what others have said, that hate is an expression of fear. It's not an expression of the opposite of love. Hate is an expression of insecurity. Hate is an expression of complete misunderstanding and even a chosen misunderstanding. Hate is an expression of ignorance. But at the end of the day, hate is not the opposite of love. Hate is rooted in fear. And fear is a tormenting emotion, isn't it? It's a tormenting meditation. Fear is that which will wake you up in the night and convince you that you're on a long slide to hell. There's no way to stop it now. You know, God's got the wide open door to the furnaces of hell for you, and you're on a grease slide headed there. Well, first of all, to hell with hell, as far as I'm concerned. And second of all, when fear grabs us like that, remember to take a breath, breathe a prayer, and if nothing else, your prayer could be this: oh God, sweet majesty, love me. Love me now. Love me here. Love me in my mind, in my soul. Oh sweet majesty, oh sweet treasury of all divine beauty. Come, to this child of yours and love me tender. Love me in a way that brings me out of this fearful haunt, so that when you're holding me, I know I'm being held in the armory, in the vault. That's the word I'm looking for, the vault of love. Henry Nouwen's analogy here is so helpful for me, that we choose which house we're going to live in. I'm not going to live in the house of fear. And it's, again, it's not a choice made once and for all. That I think is how I've been tracking all of my discussions about Alive to Love, that this is not a once decision, and it, you know, I don't have to think about it again. I think about it every day. I think about it sometimes all day long, that this run toward love is not a sprint. It's a marathon, taking me my whole life to grasp and to in my whole life to come to terms with those fearful gremlins in my life. Brené Brown, a researcher on vulnerability and the power of love, she talks about the gremlins that get up in our brain and chew away on our securities. Well, those are the gremlins of fear, the gremlins of insecurity, the gremlins of worry and anxiety. But when those things come, and Nouwen's words here are so profound, when those things come, I'm prepared, and I'm offering you to join me in this preparation. I'm prepared to just breathe deep and say, God, sweet majesty, treasury of all beautiful, majestic provisions, and especially the provision of love, because you don't just provide love. Oh, sweet majesty, you are love. God isn't loving out of some personality choice. No. You see, the essence of God, the house of God, is love. Love is breathing, eating, and sleeping in that house where there's no room for pain. There's no room for anxiety or panic. And if pain or anxiety and panic show up, well, now I know I've stepped out the door. I've walked away from the house of love. Nouwen's recommendation when you're there is to pray. Pray raggedly. I'm a big believer in ragged prayers. When I pray, sometimes a bad word shows up. And I have been known to stop my prayer and say, okay, God, I'm sorry, but this is how I really feel. And I've also learned that when something, a bad word shows up in my prayers, I've told people many times, I'm convinced God is he's full-grown boy. He's a full-grown man. And that's just an analogy. I'm just using God is not a man. But I am saying, there's nothing immature about God or worrisome or frail. That's the word I want. There's no frailty in God that should I slip on a verbal banana peel and face plant and say a bad word, God's capable of managing me and that. And especially if I get up and say, hi, God, that's me. That's really me. I'm not going to try to pretend that vulgarity wasn't knocking around on the inside of me, and I'm just asking you to understand me and forgive. And, you know, I hope you are there. I hope that when I say that, you know, as before you whisper, forgive me, God has forgiven you 100%. You're not gonna have to grovel and wallow around in your misery and hopefully get God to forgive you for some slippage or even a premeditated slip. No, God's forgiveness is new every day. The scriptures declare that his loving kindness is brand new every day. There's no record of God's being up there keeping some kind of amazingly worrisome record of how bad we are. He doesn't have a killer surveillance system. I've heard it put that way. He's not a spy looking in your windows of your heart and mind and life. God is all present, omniscient, omnipresent. And so in that regard, God is right there, right then when you stumble and fall. I would even propose that God is at the door of the house of fear. And he's knocking, saying, come out, please. Let's go next door to the house of love. Let's go next door. You got the wrong house, my child. You got the wrong house, baby girl, baby boy. Come here. Come on, let's go next door where there's some good fresh bread baking in the oven, and the house is filled with the aroma of acceptance. The house is filled with the aroma of kindness, loving kindness. The house is full of the recipes of nutrition for your soul, your mind. Come on out of the house of fear where hatred is blooming. Come over here next door to the house of love. Let's walk over there easily. And if you feel like your legs are kind of tangled up and broken, well, come here. I'll pick you up. I'll carry you. This is the vision of God I have. I don't have the vision of a easily offended deity who's looking to toss me in the volcano to appease his malice. I'm not looking at a God that has this, as I said, a killer surveillance system that's on, just on track at all times, sort of like a field camera to catch us in the middle of our bad moments. No. The God that I am proposing and offering here every week, the God that I preach about whenever I have the chance, the God that I'm related to, this is the God of an amazing, full galaxy, times 10 galaxy size, just explosive love, not an explosive anger. I've heard so many misrepresentations of God that I don't even want to start talking about them too much right here, but I would propose that many of us have lived in those misrepresentations far too long. And I'm inviting you, along with Henry now, and to come. Let's live in the house of love. In fact, let's tear down the house of fear. Let's take it down one board at a time, one brick at a time. Let's remove that house of fear dwelling in our inner world, and let's construct and add on to and remodel and make larger the house of love, where perfect love is casting out, removing, destroying, vaporizing, eviscerating all fear. Perfect love stations me in such stability and connectedness to the whole wide world that perfect love casts out fear. Well, let's bring this episode to a conclusion with the exercises that are related to what I just talked about. And the first exercise is to breathe well. See, I think praying is breathing. In fact, the scripture talks about with groans. We pray by the Spirit. Groans that only God and by the Spirit God understands are groans. That's a breath. That's that moment in life where you go, oh, which isn't a good grimace or groan. It's a long breath that says, oh, it's so hard. Let's turn that around to a deep breath that goes to the bottom of your lungs, and you hold it there for just a few seconds, and you cleanse your breathing, and then exhale with an appreciation for love. Breathe in to hold it to your diaphragm. Here we go. Breathe in and hold it there. Come on now. And exhale. Exhale in the house of love. Inhale in the house of love. Second exercise we practice here in the No BS Bishop Alive to Love is to determine somehow, if you're with somebody, make eye contact, slow your words down, and deliver the words of the house of love. And those words are just three holy, charmed, magical words. They are, I love you. When you do it with eye contact, sometimes you'll feel a tear well up in your eye, or you'll see a tear welling up in the eyes of the people you're speaking it to. That's an evidence that you're living in the house of love and the house of fear is being torn down. So find a stranger, find a friend, find a family member, anybody, anywhere, somehow. And yes, it's awkward and it's startling and it's not easy. I know it's not easy. It's not easy for me and I've been doing it for years, but it is valuable to get this life filled with the atmosphere, as I said earlier, of the house of love, where that bread is baking in the oven and the house smells good. And when you're in a loving frame of mind, when you're in a loving approach to people, that completes the circle of life. It's my goal that on my dying breath, I hope that I can say those three words to somebody. I hope it's family. If not, if it's a doctor or medical personnel, whoever it is, maybe a complete stranger, I can have a breath enough to say, I love you. So listen to me now as I'm speaking to you, and imagine that I'm looking you right in the eye and I'm saying these three charming, magical, and holy words right now to you. I love you. Well, there you have it. This is Bishop Randy Dean for this episode of the No BS Bishop Alive to Love. This is a project of which I am very proud. I'm very delighted that this has gone on now for 4 years plus, and there's no exhausting the resources. There's no exhausting the words to describe and define and to unpack what love really is about. There's no way to exhaust this. That if I'm alive to love, I've got plans, dreams, and designs that are locked in anything and everything that is love. So to that end, I am so grateful you're here. Please tell your friends about this broadcast, Saturdays at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. And let's continue this venture, shall we? Let's continue this search and research. Let's build the house of love. Let's destroy, tear down, and demolish the house of fear so that, as Henry Nouwen says, we can breathe deep and enjoy the comforts of the house of love. All right, y'all, go out there and do something beautiful because, oh, baby, you know ugly is getting done to death. Let's arise and shine and be the people of love doing something beautiful every day, in every way, in all the paths of our life. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.